Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling about transaction that's pending. I talked to Brianna, and she said it was for a subscription. And I don't remember signing up for anything like that. So I need to cancel whatever was done. Hello?
Thank you, ma'am. I will be happy to assist you. I'm going to need the zip code and first and last name that's on this account.
Okay, 23237. My name is Joyce Trent.
Okay. And can I have the first and last name, please?
Joyce Trent.
I'm looking for the account with that information. Thank you. Okay. And can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
8911 Playground Drive, North Chesterfield, Virginia.
Thank you. Okay. Pulled up an account with that information. Thank you so much. Let me a moment to see what you have with us. Please stay in line.
Okay.
I'm reviewing the account real quick. Thank you.
Excuse me?
I'm here. I'm just reviewing the account real quick.
Okay.
Thank you. So I'm showing you had the Mika toolset. It was selected as, looks like as a gift for signing up for our Factory Direct Savings Store. It was the name of the company, and that allowed you to receive our membership for the Discount Club, ma'am, membership, where you're going to be billed each month that you're enrolled the $59.92 and receive a $100 gift card to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store.
What kind of store?
Electronic Discount Club, ma'am.
Okay,
Yes, ma'am. It allows you to receive a $100 gift card to shop on our online store, ma'am. And that's sent to your email. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Do you remember ever doing this?
I don't know what it was for. I don't know what a Mika is.
Yeah, it would have been the Mika. Mika's
the
name of the product. It was a drill set.
A drill set?
Yes, ma'am, a Mika drill set. Do you remember placing any type of order for Mika drill set, ma'am?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Was it a free gift or something?
Mika drill set would have been a gift for signing up for our Electric Discount Savings Store membership.
Okay.
Ma'am.
I know. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Did anyone else in your household ever do that, ma'am?
Huh?
Did anyone else in your household ever do that?
No.
Okay.
No. Unless it was something I just didn't understand and was under the impression it was something else. That's the only thing I can think of. You know how they have those free something and thinking you could get something free. So
for signing up, you would have received a Mika drill set as a gift for signing up.
Okay, I didn't receive anything.
Do you remember ever selecting that as a gift?
Not a drill set. I can't remember doing that. I got a drill, so.
Okay. So so you're claiming this is fraudulent for the entire account. Is that correct, ma'am?
I'm assuming so because I don't remember doing that.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy to go ahead and assist you with getting this file, this fraud. I do need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for these charges, ma'am?
You need to do what?
Is there currently a dispute with your bank for these charges?
Yes, I did call them. They said I had to, in order to stop this, stop these debits, I needed to call you. Because your company is the only one that can stop these debits.
Okay, I'll be happy to go ahead and get this, then file this fraud. Now, I do need to verify and let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address that's on this account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location where that order took place when it was placed online.
Okay, and in the meantime, there would be no more debits coming out. Can't you just cancel the subscription?
The account's already canceled for the account.
Okay.
That cancels out all future charges going forward. It was canceled out by the agent you spoke to. Would you like me to still proceed forward with the fraud claim? That would allow me to address the charges on the account, ma'am.
Okay. All I want to do is just cancel the subscription and cancel the pending payment of $59.92 coming up. And
would you
take
like,
care of it that way.
Would you like me to file that as fraud and that would allow me to address the refunds, ma'am, on the account?
I guess so. I just don't remember doing that.
Okay. Yep. Okay, ma'am. I'll go and get that file as fraud and I'll be working on the refunds for your fraud claim. Please stand in line. Mm-hmm. I'm working on the fraud claim and the refund. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm getting this file, this fraud. Working on your refund. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I've got that file this fraud. I'm just finishing up your refunds.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have one more refund the issue. Thank you for your patience. Okay, your account's been canceled and filed as fraud and refunded. Are you ready for your refund confirmation numbers, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Your refund confirmation number for your first refund, you're going to be getting back $59.92, and that confirmation number is going to be 7-3.
Okay.
9-7-6-5-3-5-2-8. Okay. Okay, and your next refund amount will be for the charge that was done on 6-10, and that was for $59.92 as well. And that confirmation number for that refund is going to be
7-3-1-3-8-2-5-4-8-5. Okay.
All right. Okay, ma'am, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. What is your address? Business
address. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am? I couldn't understand you.
Your business address. What is your address?
Okay, ma'am. Again, we're a store online, ma'am.
I mean, the company. I mean, where are you calling from? Okay, you're Healthy Aware Living.
It's Electronic Discount Store is the name of the company.
Oh, it's an electronic.
Count Discount Store.
Discount Store.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just don't remember anything like that for $59. I just don't remember that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is it okay? Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. You stay safe.
Thank you.